one and two.
So what I've got here are clean diapers in these bags. I've actually got two different sizes. We offer three because obviously as kids grow. And so I've got a set of regulars and a set of infants for two different clients. We're actually standing behind Julie Darling Donuts just off Fraser Avenue. And the first thing we're going to do today is stock our permanent location in front of Julie Darling. So we've got two customers that we need to stock for today. So these were from two clients yesterday. Those are
the dirty ones?
Those are other ones that go away. And those go. So two sets of fresh, clean diapers that mom and dad didn't have to wash. My name's Lee Gates. I am half of one-third of the owners of We Care Diaper Service. It's a cloth diaper cleaning and delivery service. It used to be really, really common from the 40s on until about the early 90s. The last one we had here in Chattanooga closed in 1994, and we haven't had one since. And so for parents who are looking for something that's healthy and sustainable, but also easy and fits into their lifestyle, we're kind of a neat option. The way our system works is that every week, when people return dirties, they let us know how many cleans they had left. And so there's a certain level. For instance, if you use infant diapers, you get 70 diapers a week. If you use regular, you get 55. And that allows us to kind of keep you filled up to the correct level.
Right.
I've got a little pickup here, and I have a trailer that's been constructed, and it hopefully looks a little fancier than what it actually is. What it is a flatbed trailer with three school lockers bolted to it. It's in a different location around town most days of the week. And so one day it might be up in Hickson, another day it'll be in St. Elmo, another day it'll be in the Brainerd area, and any time of the day between about 6 and 9, 6 in the morning and 9 at night, if it's their assigned day, they can come by and unlock their assigned locker. Waiting inside is a package of fresh, clean, healthy cloth diapers. The unfortunate diapers from the preceding weekend that have piled up go into the little chute here and are disposed of and are never seen again. So we're taking this to St. Elmo. Friday is St. Elmo Day. You and I are sitting in my pickup truck driving down Broad Street right now, and we're wearing a lot of cotton. We know what cotton is. We trust it. It's natural. It's safe. Diaper rash is kind of a thing of the past with most people who cloth diaper, and that's kind of nice. And we're going to pull over into the corner here where we're kind of out of everyone's way, but right off Broad Street, so it's easy for folks to swing in, and we'll get this set up. So the trailer gets unhitched. Pull it right over here.
So when you get the dirties, do you take them to a facility? Or?
We don't take them home and run them through our washing machine. We considered a lot of options, and what we decided to pursue was an industrial-scale washing system. The machines that these go through are actually enormous, and I don't know how up to speed you are on cloth diapers. But traditionally, if you wash your own cloth diapers, once it comes off kiddo, you dunk it in a toilet. That's important to kind of get it ready to be washed later so it comes out clean. Mm-hmm. Home washing machines are not very aggressive. With our system, that doesn't matter. You take it off kiddo, you throw it in a bucket, you're done.
Right.
And our system takes care of the rest. And the fun part for me is that you can make all sorts of jokes about your crappy job. I don't know if you can put that on the air or not. They're only diapers, but they're also diapers, and they're pretty crucial to most moms and dads' lives. So yeah. We take that really seriously.
That's a morning with We Care.
That's a morning with We Care. Yeah, the deliveries are done for Friday, and the cycle of life begins anew. Sorry, that was a little creepy.